Hey there, awesome humans. It's your boy Jake Carter back with another dose of Tap Out of Overstimulation. Ever feel like you're just running on a hamster wheel of emotions? Like one minute you're soaring high and the next you're plummeting into a pit of negativity? We live in a world that throws a lot at us, constantly bombarding our senses with information and demands. It's no wonder so many of us are struggling to keep our emotional compass pointed true. But guess what? We can change that. Today, we're diving deep into the power of emotional awareness, exploring some seriously cool exercises that can help you become a master of your own feelings. Think of it like this. You're not just reacting to life anymore, you're consciously choosing how you respond. Pretty epic, right? Now, let's talk about 5 key takeaways that will revolutionize the way you handle those emotional waves. First up, understand that emotions are like energy. They flow through you. Don't try to suppress them because bottling them up is like holding a balloon full of air. It's just going to explode eventually. Instead, acknowledge and accept your feelings without judgment. You wouldn't scold yourself for feeling happy, right? Same goes for sadness, anger, or frustration. Just be with them, feel their presence, and let them pass through. Second, practice mindful breathing. Ever notice how your breath changes when you're stressed? It gets shallow and rapid. But deep, conscious breaths can actually calm your nervous system and bring a sense of peace. Try inhaling for 4 counts, holding for 4, and exhaling for 4. Repeat this several times throughout the day, especially during moments of heightened emotion. Third, tune into your body. You know that feeling when your stomach clenches before a big presentation or your heart races when you see someone you like? Those physical sensations are your body's way of communicating how it feels about something. Pay attention to those cues. They can give you valuable insights into what emotions are bubbling beneath the surface. Fourth, create a daily gratitude journal. This is where you jot down 3 things you're grateful for each day. It sounds simple, but it's incredibly powerful. Focusing on the positive shifts your perspective and helps cultivate a sense of contentment, even amidst challenges. It's like giving your brain a little mental high five. And finally, don't underestimate the power of self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. Everyone makes mistakes, experiences setbacks, and feels overwhelmed sometimes. Remember that it's okay to not be okay, and give yourself permission to rest, recharge, and seek support when needed. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a busy mom juggling work, kids, and a household. She's always running around, feeling stressed and overwhelmed. One day, she stumbles upon an article about emotional awareness exercises. She decides to try it out, starting with mindful breathing during those stressful moments in the morning rush. Sarah notices that taking just a few deep breaths before tackling her day actually makes a difference. It calms her nerves, centers her mind, and helps her approach each task with more patience and focus. She starts journaling about 3 things she's grateful for each night. Maybe it's the laughter of her children, a delicious meal, or simply the warmth of her home. This simple act shifts her perspective, reminding her of the good things in her life even amidst the chaos. Sarah begins to see how these exercises are not just techniques, but tools that empower her to navigate her emotions with grace and resilience. So, here's the takeaway, friends. Emotional awareness isn't about suppressing your feelings. It's about understanding them, accepting them, and ultimately using them to guide you towards a more balanced and fulfilling life. These exercises aren't magic bullets. They take practice and dedication. But trust me, the journey is well worth it. Start small, be consistent, and watch as you transform from someone who reacts to emotions into someone who consciously chooses how to respond. Ready to tap out of overwhelm and step into a state of mindful mastery? Share your thoughts on today's episode in the comments below and let me know what exercises you're going to try first. Don't forget to subscribe, hit that notification bell, and join me again tomorrow for another dose of Tap Out of Overstimulation. Keep shining bright, you beautiful souls.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.